Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Faribault drug dealer who sold the fatal dose of heroin to Jason Maddow in June is now charged with his murder. 28-year-old Anthony Fugali warned the man that the heroin he sold him was laced with fentanyl. The toxicology report concluded that Maddow died from a mix of heroin, fentanyl, and methamphetamine. Fugali pleaded guilty earlier this month to first-degree drug sale. Rice County Attorney John Fossum said in a phone interview that after hearing from the medical examiner, he has enough evidence to prove the heroin came from Fugali. He's now charged him with third-degree murder as he awaits sentencing in the drug sale case on January 15th. Maddow was found unresponsive on the morning of June 19th. The use of Narcan did not revive him. Fugali and Maddow had exchanged multiple text messages and met the day before his death. Fugali admitted that he sold the drugs to Maddow. Fossum said Fugali had no priors before taking over the heroin business from another dealer named Tony, who is incarcerated on other charges. According to sentencing guidelines, if convicted of third-degree murder, Fugali could face 8 or 9 years in prison. After sentencing on the drug sale conviction in January, he'll be sent to St. Cloud State Prison, where he will wait for further court appearances in Rice County. A woman who admitted to being on her cell phone at the time of a deadly crash pled guilty yesterday in Dakota County Court of 2 counts of reckless driving with substantial risk and 2 counts of careless driving. 57-year-old Lori Janine Hofs of Orinoco had been charged with criminal vehicular homicide related to a crash in Randolph Township that killed 78-year-old Brenda Travis of Rochester and seriously injured 3 others. On the morning of October 22, 2016, Hofs was westbound on County Road 88 near Highway 56. Unfamiliar with the road and on her phone, she did not see the stop sign, despite 2 warnings that a stop is coming up. She struck the vehicle in the intersection, killing Travis. The driver of that vehicle sustained broken ribs and a broken pelvis. In all, 3 cars were involved in the crash, and a 4th sustained damage due to debris. A pre-sentence investigation was ordered, and sentencing is set for February 7th. And a generous donation from out of the blue. Northfield EMS Director Brian Edwards said he received an unexpected windfall on Friday. He just happened to be at work on the day after Thanksgiving and the only one in the office at the time.
The station phone rang, and it was the Rice Steel Consolidated Dispatch Center. One of the dispatchers calling me and said, "Are you guys taking toys donations?" And I said, "No."
They've done it in the past, but not for several years. Edwards listed off a few other options, none of which could handle the volume of toys. Turns out, Kevin Novus is a trucker for Taylor Truckline and delivers toys every year to wherever he ends up around Thanksgiving. This year, it was Northfield.
He goes out and buys all these things with his own money, and it wasn't a semi-trailer, it was a semi-tractor full. His sleeper was full.
Novus offloaded them at the EMS. They're working now with the Northfield Police Department and Rice County Sheriff's Department to distribute the toys. Whatever is left, they'll take to the CAC. Edwards also mentioned that his ambulances have Beanie Babies on board for kids and sometimes adults who may be in need of some comfort at the scene of a traumatic event.
They're all new. We just get them donated to us. We'll take any kind of donated item like that. Beanie Babies just happen to be small enough to fit in the cabinets of the ambulance, and whatever we don't use, we give to the police department or the sheriff's department or the fire department. We just share them amongst everybody because we never know who's going to get there first. And
when asked how the Thanksgiving holiday went, overall, Edwards said the call volume was average. News from around the state is next.